أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
Praise be to Allah, Alhamdulillah. Today, another great night is in front of us, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. This is the final night of power of Ramadan. Rather, we could say it is the final gift of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowing to us, granting us. We should be grateful to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this final night and has put this night into our destiny, into our fortune. The reality is that if we pay attention, then that's how simple the matter is. That if there's a tree, for example, a mango tree, a beautiful mango tree, and it is on the way, on the road, and very delicious mangoes, and there are sometimes fruits that they don't suit many people, some people don't like them. But mango has a quality, a characteristic that every person likes mangoes. Allah's put such a taste. I've seen very few people say, I don't like mangoes. Commonly people like mangoes. That's why I've given the example of the mango tree to you. So this mango tree is right in the way. You're going somewhere and you don't need to come off the road, etc., to get this difficult. It's just there. It's in the way, on the path, en route. It's present, the mango tree. And the fruit, the branches are so low that even a short person, even a child passing by, he can grab hold of that fruit with ease and break it off. The branch and the fruit is hanging low. So three things we attain here, or learn here, that if you like a fruit, yes, so the fruit is likable by all, the approach is very easy, it's on route, there's no difficulty to get to it. Yes, with ease, the human being, the person, can get to the tree. And the third easy thing is that it's low-hanging fruit. The branches are low-hanging. It's bowing over the root, over the path. Even if a child wants to, he can break that fruit off and eat it. And that's the situation. So it's impossible, isn't it, that with ease, something a person can attain and he doesn't consume or benefit from the fruits. Even if he's walking past, he'll break off the fruit. Nobody to stop him. Break off the fruit from the branch. He'll go with ease, he'll break, take the fruit off. Even if he's not hungry, even if the stomach's full. Even if he's not hungry, easy. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu stated, may Allah be pleased with him, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to us, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that such a great month. And in this month, Allah Ta'ala has given us Laylatul Khair min Alfi Shahr, such a night, a great night Allah Ta'ala has put into this month, which is greater than 1,000 months. The Allah Ta'ala has given us this great month, and in this month, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us, granted us a month, and in this month Allah has put such a night that is greater than 1,000 months. Every good deed, every task, the reward will be more than, if you were to equate it to 1,000 months, more than that, if you were to do that for 1,000 months. And then it is further stated that the person who loses out from this night, then he has lost out from all of the goodness. Rather, the reality is, the truth of the matter is, that a person doesn't lose out from the goodness, but that individual, he is actually a loser. That Allah Ta'ala has made it so simple and easy for the human being to go into paradise. So easy Allah Ta'ala has made it to earn good deeds. And despite having that night, like a person who's passing by that route and he doesn't consume the fruit, and without eating the mango he passes by, so we'll say, yeah, you're nothing. You're a waster. They'll say, oh, you're a waster. You've passed by such a beneficial place and you didn't eat the fruit. And totally in the same way that Allah Ta'ala has given us an opportunity, and there's no guarantee about life, brothers. Such a great opportunity Allah has given to us that we should benefit from these nights. Now it's sad. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that never lose out from this night, because the person who loses out from this night, then in reality he is a loser. So much khair has been put into these nights, so much good, and then he'll lose out from everything. The dunya and the hereafter, all of the ni'mas he'll lose out. Allah Ta'ala has put every ni'mah into this night. Every ni'mah has been put into this night. We should look for, seek out and find this night. Realize this night, what a great mercy of Allah. That okay, maybe we were lazy before today, in the 21st, on the 23rd. On the 21st, on the 25th we were lazy. On the 27th we were negligent, ignorant. But let's not waste this opportunity now. Don't waste the 29th. We shouldn't waste the 29th night. This month, we have been given to attain taqwa, to become muttaqis. And taqwa, the first quality of taqwa, the first quality of taqwa, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, is that the muttaqis, they do not waste any time at all. The ni'mas Allah Ta'ala has given, they never waste those opportunities. This is such a great ni'mah, which is greater than 1,000 months Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, given to us, granted us. What should we do? Let's summarize, let's repeat, let's revise what we've revised. Allahumma innaka, the dua that we've been given, the dua that we've been taught. We should ask Allah for forgiveness, true, sincere forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True, honest and sincere forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa. Easily we can attain it. Allah's doors are open. Allah has opened the doors of forgiveness. So tell me, that in normal days Allah's rahmah is such with the people who ask for forgiveness, that Allah Ta'ala is so extremely merciful for those who do tawbah, who repent. In normal days, regular days, a regular day, a person, if he does tawbah, if he repents Allah, he becomes so beloved to Allah that person who's doing tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah, dear to Allah, close to Allah. Himself, Allah Ta'ala, for us, he has created the means. Imagine how much Allah's mercy there must be in this. How much Allah Ta'ala likes the people of tawbah. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu stated, there's a hadith that's been narrated, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that there were two villages, and one village was those people who were good, righteous people, then one was people who did wrongdoers. So there was one individual, he made an intention that these bad people, the wrongdoers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated this, he said, okay, what I'll do is that let me come out of this bad village, this village where wrong is committed, and I'll go towards the good village. So he with this intention that I need to get out of the bad village where wrong is committed and I'll go towards the good location where good is done, righteous is practiced. So he set forth on his journey. So with Allah's decision, he died en route, on the way. So when death came, with regards to that person, shaitan came and the angels came. And shaitan said that, this is my client, he's my customer, he lived in a bad place, and all life long he lived amidst sin and wrong. How can you, O angels of mercy, come to take his soul? I need to deliver him to hell. The angel said no, that he made an intention towards the good location, the good village. So we are going to take him to paradise. So the clash arose. The clash. Yes, he had made a good intention. The difference arose. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the decision. Allah decided that, listen, what you do, not him, what you do here, where he has died, his place of death, which village is closer to him? If the village of wrong, the wrongdoing location is closer, then, or the village of the good, is that closer? Have a look, analyze, measure. So when they measured the distance, the gap between him and the good village, it was one handspan less. Compared to the distance to the bad village. Allah said, oh, this distance is less. The distance to the good village. You can testify, bear witness, I've forgiven him. Forgiven him. Subhanallah. So in reality, this is the situation that Allah Ta'ala himself assisted him, helped him. And Allah made that village of good, the righteous people village, closer to him. So the niyyah of a human being, the intention, is such a force. If a person intends to repent, repentance is such a forceful condition that Allah has mentioned this throughout the whole of Ramadan. This is the paper that we were meant to revise and study. This is what we were told to analyze, and this is why we were given the 21st night, and the 23rd night was given to us. For this, the 25th night was given to us, and for this, the 27th night was given to us. And tonight, the night is also the same. If we do tawbah, repent, then this will be greater than 1,000 months. This night will become greater than 1,000 months for us. Subhanallah. 1,000 months greater than that, the night will come to us. We will have attained it, received it. We should value this night, appreciate this, and the objective that Allah Ta'ala has given this night for, we should attain that. Muttaqis, this is their quality, that when they get an opportunity from Allah to do tawbah, then immediately they turn to Allah, they repent. And they ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. If they make a mistake, they ask Allah for forgiveness. Small mistakes, they immediately do tawbah. This is the sign of the muttaqis. So brothers, today we are in the final moments of Ramadan, the final phase of Ramadan. Allah has made us do all actions of taqwa. So the sign of tonight we need to see is that how much taqwa has come into us. How much taqwa has come into us, has affected us. That we should see the color of the taqwa that has affected us to test that. Let's raise our hands for tawbah. Whoever has raised his hands and done true, honest tawbah to Allah, sincere tawbah in the presence of Allah tonight, then consider that alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, that all of the signs of muttaqi have come onto that person. Allah Ta'ala has bestowed that person with taqwa, granted him with taqwa. And today if we lose out from this night, if we are ignorant, then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, then that person loses out from everything. In reality, look, never be afraid. Don't be scared. What stops us? What prevents us? What prevents us from tawbah? Nafs and shaitan, the base desires and shaitan, they inject whispers into our mind, negative thoughts. When we go to do tawbah, first waswasa that the shaitan and nafs put into us is that you won't be able to be steadfast on this repentance of yours. You won't last. You're doing tawbah, but you'll break down. You'll crumble. How will you prevent yourself from sin? How will you save yourself from sin? So the answer for this is very easy and simple. That Allah's presence that I'm doing tawbah in, my Lord, Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, that I favor the muhsineen, I am attached to the muhsineen, I am with the muhsineen. And when shaitan and nafs then attack him, Allah's help comes to that person, Allah's assistance comes to that person. So on this hope, with this hope, with this aim, Allah says, you do tawbah, you repent, and I will save you from the sins, insha'Allah. Yes, small, minus, small scale sins are committed. Allah says, do tawbah again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally, completely will prepare and arrange for our protection. Allah will arrange for the protection. Allah will save that person from the sins. So let's do dua to Allah, that Allah ta'ala in this valuable night, may Allah not allow this great night for us to go to waste, and may Allah allow us to benefit, and may we not be amongst the losers, such a loser that Allah's Nabi said that he is the real loser who has not done tawbah, repented in this night. Do it. Just do it and leave it to Allah. That's it. Allah, today I'm doing tawbah. Allah, you'll save me tomorrow as well, inshallah, from sins. Why should I waste this opportunity? Let's do tawbah tonight. Then I will get the thawab of greater than 1,000 months. Greater than 1,000 months of reward. And those who've done tawbah, they should do tawbah again. Repeat it. Allah, I've done tawbah. Maybe that tawbah wasn't real or genuine. Or sincere, I'll do tawbah again today, I'll get another 1,000, greater than 1,000 months of thawab. So we start this night with tawbah. We start this night with tawbah, repentance. Don't have certainty and conviction on your previous repentance. Do a new repentance today. Plead to Allah again today. This is the night to do it. If we get tawbah tonight, after tonight, if we get tawbah, the opportunity, but we won't get the night of prayer, will we? Night of prayer will have gone. If we do tawbah again now, after tonight, today, if we renew our repentance, yes, and even though we've done tawbah before, such a great thawab we'll get, that 1,000 months of tawbah we will attain in our destiny, in our fortune, in our lot. So doing one tawbah in normal days, are giving the example that Allah Ta'ala becomes so pleased that Allah Ta'ala made that village on the earth closer to him, and the angels were instructed that he will be forgiven. So if a person does tawbah and he gets equivalent to 1,000 months or greater of tawbah, then imagine his maqam status in the hereafter. What will Allah Ta'ala give to him? So tonight, whoever's done tawbah before, in previous Ramadans or nights before, all the people again today, let's start tonight with the same with Allah, we do true, honest, sincere tawbah. Allah, please accept our tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the opportunity to implement honest and sincere tawbah tonight. Wa akhru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
Subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. La
سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا غفار يا ستار يا فاضل اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا یا اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنے رحم سے خاص رحم سے میرے مولا تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ آج رات میں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ آج رات میں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے میرے مولا ساری زندگی غفلت میں گزاری یا کریم اس لمحے تک میرے مولا ہم غافل رہے میرے مولا یا اللہ آج رات ہم سے پکی توبہ کرتے ہیں سچی توبہ کرتے ہیں میرا مولا یا اللہ ہم سچی توبہ کرتے ہیں میرا مولا تو ہمارے گناہ معاف فرماتے ہیں یا اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرماتے ہیں صغیر اور کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرماتے ہیں نادانی میں جہل میں جو گناہ کیے میرے مولا معاف فرماتے ہیں یا رحیم یا کریم تم پہ فضل فرما دے یا اللہ آج رات ہم نہ بخشے گئے تو میرے مولا ہمارا کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے کریم یا اللہ آج رات اگر ہم نہیں بخشے گئے تو ہمارا کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے کریم اے میرا مولا قبر کے عذابوں سے کیسے بچیں گے یا اللہ موت کی سختیوں سے کیسے بچیں گے میرے مولا یا اللہ موت کی سختیوں سے کیسے بچیں گے میرے مولا یا اللہ قبر میں ایک عظیم بہت بڑا وقت گزارنے ہم نے مولا زندگی کا وقت تو کچھ بھی نہیں اس کے مقابلے میں یا کریم یا اللہ قبر میں حشر تک انتظار کرنا ہے حشر کا میرے مولا یا اللہ کچھ سال نہیں 80 سال 100 سال 70 سال میرے مولا اس کے مقابلے میں یا کریم وہ قبر کی رات کیسی رات ہوگی میرے مولا یا کریم اگر تو نے آج معاف کر دیا تو میرے مولا وہ قبر ہمارے لیے جنت کی کیاری بن جائے گی یا اللہ ہمارے ہاتھ اٹھا یا کریم یا کریم یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہ معاف فرما دے بڑے بڑے گناہ کیے میرے مولا یا کریم معاف فرما دے یا اللہ سچے پکی توبہ نصیب فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ اپنا غضب اور اپنی رحمت کا معاملہ فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ اپنے غضبوں کو اٹھا لے یا اللہ ہم پہ اپنی رحمت کی چادر ڈال دے میرے مولا ہم اس قابل تو نہیں میرے مولا لیکن واسطہ دے رہے ہیں تجھے اس ہستی کا جو تجھے سب سے زیادہ محبوب ہے میرے مولا جس کے لیے تو نے ساری کائنات کو سجائے میرے مولا یا اللہ جن کے لیے ساری کائنات کو سجائے کریم یا اللہ اس کی بارگاہ میں جو تیرا حق ہے یا کریم اس کے حوالے سے اس کے حوالے سے اس کے واسطے سے میرے مولا تو اس سے درخواست کرتے ہیں یا کریم تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے ہماری مصیبتوں کو ٹال دے ہماری پریشانی کو ٹال دے ہماری بیماری کو ٹال دے یا میرے مولا جو بیمار کو شفا کاملہ آج دادا فرما میرے اللہ یا اللہ جنہوں نے اپنے ماں باپ کی شفا کے لیے میں کہا یا رکھیں جس کے ماں باپ بیمار ہیں میرے ان کے لیے دعا کے لیے کیا ہے میرے مولا ان کے ماں باپ کو شفا نصیب فرما دے ایمان والی زندگی نصیب فرما دے ذکر اور قرآن والی زندگی نصیب فرما دے حیا اور پردے والی زندگی نصیب فرما دے سنت والی زندگی نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ایسی زندگی جو بقار ہے جس میں تمام چیزیں نہ ہوں میرے مولا شاید 1000 سال زندگی ہے تو میرا خاک ہے میرے مولا اور ویسی زندگی چند لمحوں کی زندگی بھی ہے میرا مولا قرآن و سنت والی یا کریم وہ بہت عظیم زندگی ہے وہ کامیاب زندگی ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم تو ایسی زندگی چاہتے ہیں یا اللہ تو ہمیں ایسی ہی زندگی عطا فرما دے میرے مولا جس میں قرآن کی رہبری ہو اور سنت کی زندگی ہو میرے مولا یا کریم اپنے پیارے حبیب کا سچا عشق نصیب فرما دے سچی محبت نصیب فرما دے بناوٹوں سے نکال دے ریا سے نکال دے بدعتوں سے نکال دے یا اللہ ظلم سے نکال دے اندھیروں سے نکال دے یا اللہ بغض سے نکال دے کیبر سے نکال دے یا کریم یا کریم سب عہدے تیرے دیے ہوئے ہیں سب علم تیری طرف سے عطیہ ہے یا اللہ سارے مقام تیری طرف سے دیے گئے ہیں یا اللہ اگر تم نے ہمارے سینوں کو قرآن کے لیے کھولا ہے وہ تیری برکت سے ہے تیری رحمت سے ہے تیری فضل سے ہے یا اللہ کو جو علوم عطا فرمائے وہ تیری رحمت ہے تیرا فضل ہے جب چاہے تو اٹھا لے جب چاہے دے دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں شکر گزار بندہ بنا دے یا اللہ تیری نعمتوں پہ شکر کرنے والا بنا دے کبر کرنے والا نہ بنا اترانے والا نہ بنا شیخی والا نہ بنا جھکنے والا
बना दे, आजीजी वाला बना दे, या अल्लाह आजीजी वाला बना दे, झुकने वाला बना दे, या करीम शुक्र करने वाला बना दे, इताअत करने वाला बना दे, फरमाबरदार करने वाला बना दे, रुजू करने वाला बना दे, या करीम तेरे सामने गिरिया करने वाला बंदा बना दे, या करीम तमाम ऐबों को हमारे सीने से निकाल दे, हमारे बातन को पाक मुसफ़ा बना दे, या करीम साफ और सुथरा कर दे, या करीम अपने फजल हुक्म से हमारे माँ बाप की बख्शिश फरमा, हमारे मशाही कराम की बख्शिश फरमा, बिलखसूस मेरे शेख को मेरे मौला आखिरत में ऐसा मुकाम अता फरमा कि तमाम मशाइख के मुकाम पर रश्क करें मेरे मौला, या करीम के फैज को चार दंग पहुँचा दे, जिक्र फिक्र की महफिलें हर जगह कायम फरमा दे मेरे मौला, मस्जिदें कायम फरमा, लोगों को जिक्र की तरगीब नसीब फरमा, या अल्लाह हमें सच्चा दीन का दाई बना दे, या करीम हमें सच हमसे कोई दीन का काम मिले, ए करीम या करीम अपने फजल हुक्म से जो दुआएं हमने मांगी, या करीम सारी दुआओं को अपने हबीब के सदके से कबूल फरमा, या मेरे मौला हमारे दर्जातों को बुलंद फरमा दे, या अल्लाह हमारे मुकामात को बुलंद फरमा दे, या अल्लाह हमें तुमने दिया उससे बुलंद कर दे कि रमज़ान हमारी जिंदगी का बेहतरीन रमज़ान बना दे, या अल्लाह ये ललत कुर की आखिरी रात है, यही हमारे नसीब में लिख दे मेरे मौला आज आज की रात, या अल्लाह ये हमारी किस्मत में लिख दे आज की रात, या करीम या करीम या करीम तो हर चीज़ दे सकते हैं, मज़ालिकल्लाह भी अजीज़ कोई कमी नहीं, कोई रोकने वाला नहीं मेरे मौला, बेधड़क उससे मांगते हैं मेरे मौला, अपने खजानों से सब खजाने अता फरमा दे मेरे मौला, या करीम तो अपने फजल से हमारे हबीब अपने हबीब के सदके से मेरे मौला हमारे दुआओं को कबूल फरमा, सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला खैर खल्क ही मुहम्मद व अलैहि वसहबी अजमईन, बिरहमतिक या अरहम अर्राहमीन, आमीन।